Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One of the challenges Dr. Lee Barber posed to a Syncrude audience was how they can design and build landscapes to facilitate the movement of process and fresh water in the environment. Dr. Barber researches the complicated hydrogeology of water moving through the reconstructed landscapes when oil sands mines are closed.
One of the challenges in these closure landscapes is we need to reestablish hydrology within the landscape, so how water moves across that landscape prior to release. But in many cases, one of the challenges is we need fresh water coming off those landscapes. There will always be, particularly given the nature of the materials we're excavating, lots of salt present in these waste materials. And so the only way nature really handles salt is through flushing and dilution. So we need to think about, in our landscape design, not just how do we build upland forests or how do we build a lake, but how do we actually create landscapes that will release water year after year, that then can be part of the water release from the site. So how do we design our landscapes for fresh water release?
Another consideration, says Dr. Barber, is how long must the movement of water be tracked? Is it decades or centuries? Thanks to D2 Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.